unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
I want my house covered.
I know
Ring
you
cameras.
Do, but the Ring cameras, it's sort of a double-edged sword, as they say, because my daughter lives down in Orlando and she has a Ring camera, and she got home last night and called me and she's like, oh, there was a police officer, according to my Ring camera, banging on our door twice at like 4:59 in the afternoon. And she's like, and I have no idea why.
She wasn't there. She was at work.
She wasn't home. She was at work. And she goes, I have no idea why. And I was like, oh God. And Tom's like, that's why you don't even need a Ring camera. He's like, you know, if there was anything of concern, she would know. And now she's going to worry all night about it. And that's why Ring cameras, he's like, it's too much information. And I'm like, well, you know me, Mama Bear, I called the Orlando police.
Of course.
And I was like, I need to know why there was a cop knocking on my daughter's door.
Called the Orlando police from up in Massachusetts.
Yes, I did. And the dispatcher had no information for me. And she goes, do you want to talk to the sergeant? And I said, yes, I can send you.
Oh, God.
I can text you the Ring video and text you the street she lives on and the time the officer was there. I just want to make sure it was a legit officer.
Right, yeah.
Because she's a young single woman.
Sure, yeah.
And I said, I want to make sure it's a legit officer, and I'm just wondering why he knocked on their door twice. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a half an hour investigating the incident, sending the sergeant the Ring doorbell video, and he was actually quite lovely. The sergeant was so nice. The dispatcher, not so helpful, but the sergeant couldn't have been nicer. And he's like, okay, you know, send me the video. I did, and then he looked into it, called me back, and he's like, yeah, it was just an illegally parked car, and they were wondering if it was theirs before they towed it. So they were doing it as a courtesy to say, move the car, we're going to tow it. It wasn't their car, by the way. So it was nothing to worry about, but I had to make sure. I know, she's a grown woman. What is wrong with me?
No.
What is wrong with me?
No, that's not even the best part. The best part, for those of you that don't, maybe if you're new to this show, but if you are, I mean, welcome in. Years ago, and this is one of my favorite memories ever of you being a Mama Bear, and I want people to call in if they do this same kind of thing, moms or dads, whoever, whatever, guardians, whoever you are, if you've ever pulled a Sue Tab, that's what I'm going to start saying now.
It is. It's bad.
Her daughter, Katie, was at Clemson, okay? What's that? South Carolina? Is that Carolina's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
And bought a ticket that ended up being from a scalper, and it was a fake ticket to a football game in Clemson.
And it was like the Alabama-Clemson game. It was the big game.
Southern football is like big, you know? Mm-hmm. So Sue's up here in Massachusetts. She got Katie into the game because she got on the phone with somebody from the athletic.
She called me crying, and I said, "Put the." She was with a, I think it was a campus police officer, and I said, "Put him on the phone." And he's like, "I can't help you. There's 100 other students crying because their tickets are all fake too."
Tickets, yeah.
He goes, "So I can't help you." I go, "No, you can." I said, "I want you to walk her down to the campus police station and keep me on the phone while you do." And he did. And then I talked to somebody there. They gave me all kinds of random phone numbers. I called every phone number until I got a woman who drives a bus for disabled people, a van, who was an angel. And she said, oh, my God, where is she? I'm going to go find her right now. Went and found her, gave her employee lanyard, and got her into the game, and then said, call your mother now and tell her you're safely into the game.
How this woman found your daughter. Katie goes,
I'm the only one who got in that had the fake ticket.
She got an escort in to a game in Clemson because her mother up here in Boston, Massachusetts,
was
relentless.
I am. No, I'm so bad. When it comes to my kids, man, I'm like, oh no, don't tell me.
No, we'll end with this last story, and then I want people to call in with their, you know.
I'm so aggressive.
I guess you could say Mama Bear, but it would apply to dads too. You know, either one, if you've ever done this.
Like when you just go to bat for your kids, and you're like, you just don't take no for an answer.
That was one of the tops, but my second favorite is when your daughter Emma was moving, and for those of you that remember, moving to Orlando for her job, and this was during COVID, so there were no trucks, everything was just gone, and the moving truck bailed on you.
Yes.
So Sue and her husband had to get a U-Haul.
That Steven, your husband, drove to Florida.
And my husband volunteered to drive. But before we figured that out, I was going to your house for something. We get in the driveway. Emma is crying. Tom's in the driveway. You're like, what's going on? And Emma said to you, the moving company isn't coming. They told me to stop crying on the phone and stop being so emotional. And this, hand to God, Sue looked at Tom and she goes, what was his name? And I don't know if it was like Fernando. I don't know what his name was. And she was like, give me the number. And Tom gave you the number and the name. And you walked into the house and Tom just looked at me and he goes, he's about to have a real bad day. He's about to have a real bad day. I was like, I'm going home.
I'm going home.
But those kinds of moments.
Please make me feel better and tell me that you're the same way.
Oh, please. Have you ever had to go to bat for your kids in an unbelievable way? I mean, I don't know that you beat getting them into a Clemson football game from up in Massachusetts or calling the Orlando Police Department from up here. But hey, what do I know?
I know.
Every time you just look and you go, give me the phone.
I know. Who am I?
No, you're a fighting mom. I love it. I'm the same way. My daughter Emma has now gotten to the point where she'll go, please don't call anybody. Don't email them. I will take care of it. Don't embarrass me.
All right. Call if you have a story. 617-655-1067, please.